The federal pot of money that's supposed to keep local roads and bridges intact may soon be empty, but lawmakers on Capitol Hill are miles apart from each other. It remains unclear if they'll be able to bridge the Gulf. Matt Laszlo reports on how the Wyoming delegation is weighing in on the debate that's sucking the air out of Washington this summer.
While more fuel-efficient cars and trucks may be good for your wallet and the environment, they may not be so good for the roads you drive on. The Federal Highway Trust Fund relies on an 18-cent per gallon gas tax. If you drive diesel, the government hits you for 24 cents per gallon each time you fill up. Vehicles driving farther on less mean the current formula, which was developed in the 1990s, leaves the Highway Trust Fund facing insolvency. Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi says transportation officials everywhere are bracing for when the money runs out.
I don't think there's any state in the nation that isn't going to be hurt by the end of all infrastructure construction, and that's supposed to happen sometime during August. So there will be a huge outcry from people across the country whose jobs are being affected by that. Infrastructure and being able to travel is a big part of the United States, but it's an even bigger part of Wyoming.
The pending crisis is sparking a debate in Washington over the future of U.S. transportation funding. Enzi says part of the problem is that the highway formula did not keep up with inflation.
We've had a lot of inflation since 1993, which was the last time that the gas tax was raised, and there are other kinds of energy that are used in automobiles now, and they're not being taxed for the highways that they're using. So something needs to be looked at.
Enzi, an accountant by trade, says there's been another problem of late, raiding the fund.
Over the last 4 years, we've decided that the highway fund would tap into everybody else and doing some really phenomenal bad bookkeeping things. We stole from the pension benefit trust fund, and we stole from the abandoned mine land trust fund for 10 years to build highways for 2 years.
While many Democrats say it makes sense to just raise the gas tax, Republicans are using the pending crisis to try to change the long-term use of the trust fund. Many don't like that about 15% of it goes to rail, while untold billions goes to environmental mitigation and highway beautification projects. Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis says the highway fund should pay for highways.
Use the money that is raised for the highway trust fund to literally shore up the funding for the real roads and bridges that we need to get back in a state of repair.
House Republican leaders are scrambling to find a solution so they can avoid the blame if the fund goes broke. One proposal they offered is ending most Saturday postal service and putting the savings in the highway fund. The idea is seen as a temporary fix by lawmakers in both parties, applying future savings to today's trust fund shortfall. Lummis doesn't like the sound of that.
I'm not comfortable with a number of the proposals I've seen, including taking a provision that would bring about some savings due to 5-day delivery of mail as opposed to 6-day delivery of mail, and take savings from the U.S. Postal Service and then apply them to the Highway Trust Fund.
Lummis likes a bipartisan idea to give companies with holdings overseas a temporary tax holiday. The trillions of dollars held by companies overseas could come back to the U.S. at greatly reduced tax rates. That repatriated revenue could be used to replenish the fund, according to Lummis.
I think it's good public policy all the way around to repatriate those dollars and put them to work in the United States.
But reforming the tax code is a touchy political issue that could take years, and lawmakers just have weeks to find a solution. California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer says if most Republicans are unwilling to raise the gas tax, they ought to just scrap it and make oil companies pay a fee.
I'd like to do away with the gas tax and replace it with a user fee at the refinery level. Then we would never have a gas tax. That's my favorite proposal.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says that could hurt the state's booming energy sector.
Gasoline prices are already high. The president's policies continue to drive them higher. And if the president is really concerned about our economy, you ought to be focused on developing American energy instead of just turning more and more to the Middle East.
This week, a House and a Senate committee separately passed bills to inject $11 billion into the fund to keep it going until May. It's paid for with customs fees and by allowing companies to defer their pension payments. There are still major differences that have to be worked out, but critics say Congress is doing what they've always done in the past. Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis says she fears lawmakers will again put off solving the problem as the deadline for the Highway Trust Fund quickly approaches.
That is our history, is to kick the can down the road, patch it put a Band-Aid on it, use some baling wire, and limp along until after the election.
The Federal Department of Transportation is warning there are just weeks until we'll have to start slowing the flow of checks to states. State transportation officials are hoping lawmakers can find a short-term solution so they don't have to stop construction, even if they say the nation desperately needs a long-term strategy. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.